And then he goes out, and what's he start doing? He starts setting people free, raising the dead, healing the sick, right? He starts doing everything that he just read and said, hey, it's fulfilled in your hearing, you're seeing it. But here's what's really crazy to me, is that Jesus goes out and he starts doing this, but then he does something really, really radical. He asks other people to do it with him. In Matthew chapter 9, we're going to verse 35. Actually, I'm going to go down to Matthew 10. I don't want to go to Matthew 9 yet. I want to go to Matthew chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Let's check this out. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Sound familiar? Right? Jesus just read this. We just read where Jesus said, hey, that prophecy is fulfilled. And so they're like, oh, he's the one. And he's gone out and he started doing it and they're seeing it. And then Jesus does something even crazier where he takes these 12 other guys and he says, guess what? You're going to go do it too. Yeah, our reaction would have been very much like theirs, I think. They would have been like, what? You're the anointed one. You're the Messiah. You're the good news. What are we doing? And Jesus is like, no, no, no. You're going to do this with me. And what's really cool is he gives them this authority and he sends them out and he says, hey, go preach that the kingdom is here. Lay your hands on the sick. They're going to recover. Cast out demons. It's going to happen. Go out and do exactly what I'm telling you to do because I've given you the authority to do it. I have the authority and I'm giving it to you. Go and do this. And what's really cool is I believe it's in Luke's gospel. If you go read this, the disciples go out. It's this exact same moment where Jesus sends them out. They go out and they come back to Jesus and they're a little surprised. It says they come back and they're exceedingly joyful and they're like, Jesus, even the demons were cast out when we told them to be. They're like, this is crazy. This is absolutely mind-blowing. It's almost as if it was too good to be true, but it was true. That this anointed Messiah chose to work with us regular people. This pattern doesn't stop, though. It's not like he picked these 12 guys and was like, you're it, guys, get out there. No, it keeps going, actually. If you go to Matthew 28, I love these kind of patterns, man. They get me amped up. I'm telling you, by the end of this service, I promise you, you're all going to be screaming something. Hopefully, because I just said it. I hope it comes to pass. In Matthew 28, starting in verse 16, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. This is after he's died. He's been buried, but he's been resurrected, okay? They go where Jesus told them to. When he saw them, or when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And then Jesus came to them, and this is what he said. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. Go and make disciples of all.